Edward Wyckoff-Williams and Ben Crump, welcome. Good to have you both here on the Mark Steiner Show.
Thank you.
A pleasure to be with you.
I'm outside the courthouse.
So it's been a very eventful day. This day we're talking is Thursday. A very eventful day in this courtroom. The jury has been picked. I know that I heard one of the other attorneys the other day quoted Benjamin Crump saying that Trayvon Martin's family was confident that whatever jury was picked would do well. But I don't know if you can speak to it now, but if you can, what are your thoughts on the process of picking this jury and what you've seen in terms of who was picked?
Yes, Mark, and as I've talked to Edward throughout this process, we've all said over and over again that as long as the jury was fair and impartial and based their verdict on the evidence, because the evidence is overwhelming, that George Zimmerman would be held accountable for killing Trayvon Martin. Today, a jury was selected, 6 women, 5 white women, and 1 Hispanic. And so at this point, we are reminding everybody that this case has always been about equal justice. Equal justice isn't a black value. It's not a white value. It's an American value. And we're going to have this question answered. Can every American get equal justice in 2013, no matter who's on your jury panel?
Ben Crump, were you deposed for this? Did that finally happen?
It has not happened yet. I have told them since the court, the appeal court came out there ruling that we are ready. But for whatever reason, they have not scheduled my deposition yet. And I really think it's irrelevant and smoke and mirrors. It was just a distraction to help them raise money, a fundraiser to say, we're going to depose this African-American lawyer. I think that's what that all was about.
And Tracy Martin will be, the father of Trayvon Martin, will be on the stand at some point.
I think not only will Tracy, but also Sabrina will be on the stand, yes.
So, and Edward, have you been talking at all to Tracy Martin?
Well, you know that I spoke to Tracy a couple of weeks ago, about a week and a half ago now, for the piece that I did for Washington Post Online in The Root. And it was really wonderful because we realized that a part of Mark O'Mara's strategy has been to use old racial codes in this country to frame Trayvon Martin as the aggressor in this situation, as some sort of thug who was the agent of his own demise. And I think that, one, that's sickening and twisted, but basically is an example of Mark O'Mara and George Zimmerman having no integrity. But then beyond that, I think that it was important to get the father's perspective because Tracy did a wonderful job of humanizing his son, talking about this young boy that he loved, who loved to work with his hands, who was going to go on to be an engineer. And I think that when we humanize young black males as opposed to stigmatizing them and criminalizing them, it paints a different picture. And that's a part of why it was important for me to talk to Tracy and to talk to Sabrina, as I've done in the past.
Now, I wonder what you think for both of you the ramifications of this trial are. You can see that the legal system in Florida, the police system in Florida, and other states around the country are actually gearing up, worried about the outcome, and again, worried about what the result might be if... Go ahead.
Mark, as I've said, and Ed and I have talked about this a lot, every protest that was done on behalf of Trayvon Martin was very peaceful.
Right.
And I think it's what Ed just spoke about, this innuendo, or this stereotyping of black people that we cannot control our emotions. You know, we've been peaceful the whole time. Tracy and Sabrina have asked everybody for peaceful justice. Now, the question is, when the jury returns a just verdict based on the evidence and George Zimmerman is convicted, will those guys act right? Nobody asked that question.
Exactly. Right. No, exactly. But a lot of people are asking, I know that many listeners at our station will be asking, is there a problem because there are no African-Americans on this jury? And already one civil rights group in Florida is taking up the case of one of the jurors they thought was dismissed improperly. And is that an issue? Does it have to be an issue?
Well, I will say this, and I certainly hope we keep the commentary going about it. And the question is, with the makeup of this jury, the question is going to be answered in 2013, can every American get equal justice no matter who's on the jury panel? And that is a very deep question when you think about it. There's nobody on that jury that has Trayvon Martin roots. They don't come from his community. And so it's going to be a question, can they give him equal justice? Can they judge him fairly, just as they judge the defendant? That's all his parents are asking for, equal justice, nothing more, nothing less.
Edward, how do you see that in the larger scheme of things?
Yeah, in the larger scheme of things, I think that it'll be really interesting. I think it's interesting that there are six females on the jury because that means that these are people who are either mothers or potential mothers, and they might share the perspective of Sabrina Fulton sending out a child into the dark in the rain to get snacks and that child not coming home, that child being stalked and taunted in the dark. And so I think that that might end up, hopefully, prayerfully, weighing more into the way that this trial is conducted than brown skin. You know, mm-hmm. I do believe and I do share Benjamin Crump's hope that actually equal justice can occur in spite of race. You know, I think that that's the post-racial America that we've been promised. The question will be whether in 2013 we can achieve that.
And that really is, I think, Benjamin Crump, a part of the crux of what we're going to watch here in this trial. Many of us in America want to see justice done for Trayvon Martin. And his memory and his family and what happened here, and maybe as a lesson to all of America if this is done right. But when you look at this trial, this really is in many ways about how far we've come. Can we find justice in a southern state with the death of a young black man at the hands of an all-white jury, with a prosecution that is used to using the police as the police representatives here in most trials? So there are a lot of complications here with this.
This is a unique case because normally when you're on the prosecution, you have the police and everybody trying to help the prosecution. Well, this is going to be interesting. And, I've always said it's just a double standard when it's a black person dead on the ground versus anybody else. We see unprecedented things. I've said so many times, Mark, and I know Ed has been good about writing about this one particular principle and issue. I have never seen the killer of an unarmed child get so much consideration. I mean, it is unbelievable. We go to courts all over America, and you never see a defendant have almost $450,000 for a defense and give, can lie to the court or tell untruths or however you want to say what happened when him and his wife was on the jailhouse phone and it was recorded, and still get a bond after you kill an unarmed child. It is just unbelievable to most lawyers who know anything about our jurisprudence, as well as the fact all this irrelevant evidence that they have leaked and put out in the public stream of consciousness for the simple fact to try to pollute the jury pool. And it worked, obviously, because you had some of the jurors, when they were answering the questions, regurgitating what they had put out in there, all this immaterial and irrelevant information about Trayvon Martin.
And I think that's part of the key. It could have not affect the trial here, but both Edward and Ben Crump, is that we have a virulent racist minority in America that is pretty powerful and very vociferous, and they really have funded this Zimmerman's case and affected some consciousness as well in terms of what may be happening here. Edward, I think that is going to be at play in this trial on some levels. Maybe
Mark,
it could
that
be.
That is so important, and I'm so glad that you went there, and I'm so glad Attorney Crump pointed that out, because I think that this is a part of the greater injustice, right? This is this double standard that we see, that when a black child is killed under these suspicious circumstances, there is an outpouring of understanding, a seeking of trying to explain it away. And then you see these racist elements within American society that are even willing to fund the defense of that person. I think that there's something quite twisted and sickening, not just about that element within our society, but also about the fact that the court, having knowledge of the fact that this man defrauded the court itself, lied under oath to the court itself, his wife lied under oath to the court itself, and is now under investigation for that, that they would then let that man free. That man is not behind bars. And I think Attorney Crump makes the most poignant point here, that if any black male killed a white child whose only defense for their life were Skittles and an iced tea, there would be no circumstances under which that man would be allowed to walk free until the day of his reckoning. And I think that is what is deeply problematic, and it's also what I think feeds fear here about the fact that there are no brown people on this jury. There's something sick and twisted that we live in the age of Obama, and yet these kinds of things are still working their ways so surreptitiously through our justice system.
Ben Crump, I wonder if you, as you watch the jury process, the voir dire, that really the way this the way it was done in this particular case is something you rarely see unless it's an extremely high profile case, which not that this one is not, but really to have this long of voir dire, this many people deposed as were deposed as potential jurors, and I wonder what your analysis of that is, and if there's anything in that process that stood out to you.
That again, you have so much consideration given to the defendant, and it's really interesting. And I hope that I could articulate it as well as Edward writes it. But the jury selection was very interesting in the questions that was asked about the pretrial publicity and the fact that so many people had accepted the tale of the defendant and how he tried to justify that Trayvon Martin brought his death upon himself. And I think that is really troubling because they did not treat Tracy and Sabrina like victims. It was almost as if we were going to make you prove that you're innocent. Well, that's not how it works in America. They're not charged with anything. Trayvon Martin has not been charged with a crime. Trayvon Martin is dead. But yet he has been put on trial, and that's just so discouraging. And I think the whole process has been one that Trayvon Martin is the one who's having to defend his innocence.
And we're seeing a
and I may have to go, Mark. I apologize.
That's all right. You have I know you have a lot of media to do, and people are after you everywhere you go, Ben Crump. So I understand completely. We will be talking to you during the trial, and good luck. And please give our best here, the Mark Steiner Show on WEA at Morgan State University. Please give our best to Trayvon's family, and we'll be talking to you soon.
I certainly will.
God bless you all. Thank you so
much. Right. Bye-bye. And Edward, thank you. I don't know if you have a closing thought for us.
I think, you know, to summarize what Attorney Crump has said and to summarize your sentiments as expressed through your questions, I think what is going to be telling here is whether a jury in 2013, in the Obama age of post-racial America, can bring a just and fair judgment from the minds and hearts of five white women, white American women, and one Hispanic female, in a case that involves a half-white, half-Hispanic person who has murdered a black child, an African-American child. And so I think that we don't, none of us know what the answer will be about that, and none of us know what the outcome will be. I think what I am mostly worried about, which it sounds like from your questioning you too might be worried about, is that if a judgment comes back that is completely unfair, that it might wreak havoc in this country, because this is the kind of situation where actually the facts are extremely clear. And even though we talk about an alleged murderer, he is an admitted murderer. It's just the question of whether or not the law can protect him from the judgment that awaits him. And so that is what I'm worried about. I know it's what Attorney Crump is worried about. We will see. We will see.
We will see. And we'll be talking, of course, with Edward Wyckoff Williams over the course of this trial a lot. Author, columnist, regular contributor, contributing editor, to the Root, I want to say, and Benjamin Crump, who was with us, who is the attorney for the Martin family and the principal of the Tallahassee firm of Parks and Crump. Edward, thanks again. Once again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mark. Bye-bye.